Hey, what's up? This is the Real Ass Dude, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, High Society Radio, and Michael Bisping's Believe You Me. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you cannot subscribe to Gas Digital, you can still help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a positive review and 5-star rating. Thanks for listening.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, my niggas? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez.
The week hasn't started until Luis has said nigga Monday morning.
What up, niggas? It ain't Monday until you... join the Real Ass Podcast with my niggas, High Society Radio.
Hey, to be fair, all the black people that listen to this show just woke up.
No, first of all, I had a black fan approach me in 7-Eleven. Last night, comes up to me.
He worked there.
No. So you're going to have to pay for that.
No. He fucking approached me and he was like, Puerto Rican rattlesnake. And I was like, what's up? And it was a black fan. It was so rare.
It's nice though, right?
It was like I met a fucking chupacabra from my youth. Like you hear about them online.
Yeah.
And people talk about them, but it's like
unsolved mysteries about them.
There's no way it's real. But then all of a sudden my car breaks down out of the woods, a chupacabra pops out.
It's fucking sucking you off.
Yeah.
It's a goat sucker, right? That's what it means?
I think that's what it was.
Lewis calls his cock.
Ew.
That's what I call black people, goat suckers. they do eat goat hooves. That's like a thing that they eat. They'll like literally, they take a hoof of a goat, they'll put it in a stew and just suck around the fucking hoof.
Wait, but
that's a Jamaican thing, right?
I think so. I don't know if it's actually a hoof. Is it a hoof?
Yeah, they spit them out like sunflower seeds.
Ew.
They can fit all that in that.
But
big
what is
prop.
It? Don't they eat something like that? Like, don't they eat like a hoof or something?
Cow foot soup is a Jamaican soup.
Yeah, that's like a fucking soup. It's like, you understand, like you're eating literally cows and fucking pigs are just. Traipsing through shit all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Literally marinating in shit their whole lives, grazing in fields of shit.
That's that flavor, though.
That's how you know it's fucking, it's good. It's high quality.
It's the good stuff,
it's
you know?
It's the fucking good hoof.
The inner chef in me wants to explain to you why people do that.
Why do people do it?
So, all right,
they need a little extra shit. They are a quart low.
Exactly. It's for the nutrition that shit provides. No, there's a lot of gelatin in there. And
you know how they say like if you eat a lot of carrots, your skin will turn orange?
What?
Is that what happens with black people? Is they're eating hoof shit?
Yeah.
And their skinny is turning hoof shit color?
That explains everything.
Yeah.
This eating literal shit.
Is that racist? Could that be misconstrued as racist?
It would totally be misconstrued as racist.
It's fine. It's not, though. This is coming from a place
okay,
of
okay, so I really want to know why they eat hoofs.
So when you make soups and stocks, you like a high gelatin portion. So a cow foot
Jello.
Has a lot of... Essentially, there's a lot of gelatin in a cow foot. But like what
but
that does
bone?
Is it makes... Yeah, it's a bone, but it comes out. And it like if you let that freeze, it'll get like solid. And like that helps the flavor right here. It makes all
is that
the flavors
come out more. Are you talking about marrow?
Yeah, I am kind of talking about marrow.
I got it.
All right.
You don't got to fucking give me Jello. Like, I don't fucking
it's
understand
gelatin
what marrow is.
It's gelatin is the thing that...
All right. Come on, Chris. Fucking he's all a real-ass right. dude.
High Society Radio joins the show, guys. They're both drinking
sorry,
40s.
I tried.
40s of rosé.
Yeah, it's the good stuff.
It's summer.
If you're listening on audio, who the fuck drinks... I didn't even know they made 40s of wine.
I found this last week, so I was like, look.
It's fortified. That makes it good, right?
Where did you find it?
It's on some fucking...
Food Kick.
Some Food Kick. There you go. Foodkick.com.
Oh, it's on a website.
I guess so, yeah.
So do they have 40s of other types of wine? Pull it up, Shannon.
I think there's a Moscato. It's
if they had a bottle here, I thought about drinking. I didn't drink at Skankfest. I was gonna drink.
Good. Were
I
you?
I
think that was a good idea.
I was gonna drink.
And how long has it been since you stopped drinking?
It's going on a year and a half.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You just would have got fucked up and you wouldn't have had fun.
Well, I got fucked up and I had fun, but it wasn't on alcohol.
No, you would have just been like in a
it
shitty...
It would have been too much. Yeah. It would have been too much. But here's the one thing that I do miss from drinking.
What's that?
Wine.
Is that... That's not beer, not liquor.
Look, once in a while, I'll be hanging out.
You don't seem like the kind of like, I need a glass of wine with like a wine pairing.
Yeah. No. I'm a big wine guy. Big wine. Wino, as the assholes say.
Thunderbird. I miss Thunderbird.
Yeah. No, but I would drink a Malbec. That was like my shit.
That was your shit, really?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Fucking tannins.
A sweet red?
Tannin, that's not that sweet. It's pretty dry.
Malbec's pretty dry.
Yeah, Malbec's pretty dry.
It's wine talk on the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, you know, I'm
the Real Ass Sommelier.
I don't fuck with the sweet wines, the Rieslings or the fucking Cab Sabs. Like
you don't like a rosé?
No, I'm not fucking with a rosé. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, certain rosés are a little dry. Like, I like it dry.
Want
to
just taste it?
I mean, there's no reason. You know,
it's delicious.
If I know what a rosé tastes like. Like if you had a fucking crazy drink, I took a sip of a Bloody Mary recently that my buddy had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I talked about it on the podcast and people were like, oh, dude, well, that's it. You're fucking, you know, you're not. I was like, no.
But you had one.
But you were never that kind of alcoholic.
A sip of a fucking Bloody Mary, you fucking faggots.
Yeah, attack them.
It's not. It's not doing. It's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
No, but what did your higher power have to say?
What's my higher power? Oh, because you have to believe in a higher power to do that, right?
Yeah.
What's the non-denominational version of that? Did we discuss that on the show? There has to be
There is one that's like where,
No, even the AA guys will try to tell you you can use anything as your higher power. Like the higher power can just be you
alcohol.
As an asshole that you don't want to see.
Just drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, that's the higher power.
Yeah, I have to give myself to a higher power. All right, fine. I'm in. Sweet, let's do it. Let's get the plugs out of the way, Shannon. Thanks for reminding me.
It's good producing.
It's fucking America, bitch.
Shannon just stands up and has an American flag bikini on. Things were gone, worked for all my
life. And I had to start again. Little Lee Greenwood. Fuck it. Why are they showing... in the video, I guess it's a fan-made video. It's just like images of the Twin Towers burning.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it was very strange. Take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget. Fucking America.
We know, guys. You're not really free.
Lies for me.
Showing
next to you and Defender still. Yeah, I get it. High Side Radio will be celebrating Russia right now.
Look, I love America as much as next
Shannon,
fucking
Shannon, turn the volume
bro.
Down a little bit. And Shannon, also in the meantime, can you pull up the Russian lyrics? Translate these to Russian.
It's for
us. I want to know the Russian version of the song.
What is that song even? I know it, but...
You don't know Lee Greenwood? God Bless the USA?
Oh, is that the guy? He like wrote a 9/11 song?
It's the 4th of July.
Oh.
Well, it's the 3rd of July, Louis.
Maybe do your fucking...
It's the 3rd of July.
I don't know. They're fucking...
They don't know when we're recording this.
We're live.
All right. So listen.
Jesus Christ.
I forget that sometimes. Sometimes I forget it.
It's okay.
You should know every America song. This is the only current America song. When's the, they don't make America songs anymore.
Well, I'm sure,
there are people making America songs. Dixie
there
Chicks, maybe?
Are fucking country music fucking dudes.
Is country music?
What?
Is that who does it?
Yeah. I think that's all you're
going to
get.
That's what this is.
Yeah, it's like bad fucking country.
This is not country. This is American music. It's not some fucking country bumpkin music, all right? Anybody can enjoy this that enjoys this country. And I'm proudly stand up. All right, what do you got to plug? Chris Stanley.
Chris does all the plugs.
High Society Radio. It's on Thursdays. It's at 8. Gas Digital Network. Go find it on iTunes. We've got a Starship Troopers commentary on. Ray Kump was on this week. It was great.
Oh, and also I'll plug, give a plug to you. The Legion of Skanks show from Austin. We'll be replaying on the Bennington show this Friday.
Yeah, you will.
Around, I'd say 1 p.m. is when
Wait,
that
the
show,
Legion of Skanks
the
show?
The debate off. With where
Oh,
Ron,
you're playing Legion of Skanks?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Did they not clear this with you?
No.
Sue the shit out of Sirius.
Time the fuck out. Wait a minute. I was happy for one moment, then I was like, wait a minute. I'm the person who makes the decision on that.
Oh, are you?
Who just decided
Where's
that?
Where's my taste? I didn't get an envelope.
Oh, what taste? Free plugs?
Ralph!
Ralph.
Oh, you know Ralph what is big, you know?
I want to know who approved this.
Oh, I hope you guys play it and edit out every time Dave and Lewis spoke.
No, now I will. Now there's a problem with it, I'm going to just fucking edit out Gomez. I'm going to take a day on my day off to fucking do that.
Did Ralph leave? Who gave SiriusXM permission to take Gas Digital content and play it on those airwaves? I did the timing with the song.
I shouldn't be listening. I should have had
he hit the post. You're a radio professional.
Oh, yeah. I'm a radio professional pounding a 40 rosé.
Zach, we get the plug.
July 15th, Museum of Moving Image. My new movie, Return to Newcomb High Volume 2. It's going to be screening at 8 o'clock. We're having an entire Newcomb High day.
Why do you, when you do plugs, your eyes roll into the back of your head like you're the Undertaker?
I'm trying to remember the date.
You not do that? It's terrifying for everybody.
It's on audio.
No, but there's a video, and it's terrifying for me. I'm next to you.
They don't know what day we're recording this.
He also put his hat in front of the camera. Nobody saw but you. That was just for
you. It was scary. I thought he was fucking being possessed.
Gave their life for me.
Wait, when is that? I'll go to that.
Fool
July
me.
15th.
All right. I love trauma.
I got a lot of shit coming up, guys. July 29th, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie with Dave Smith. We're going to be co-headlining that bitch. So if you're up in the Poughkeepsie area, get the fuck out there. Bring your dicks out. Touch
Put your crack pipe down.
Po-town.
Every Tuesday, 10:30 p.m., the Roastmasters live at the Stand, standnyc.com. Use the promo code RAP for free tickets if you want to come out to the Roastmasters any Tuesday night. We're not there tomorrow night, or tonight rather, July 4th. We won't be there tonight. Taking off for the holiday. Also, I'll be in Sacramento at the Punchline with Nia Bargatze at the end of August. Go to GomezComedy.com for all my dates. Gomez Comedy on Instagram, Louis J. Gomez on Twitter. Also, leave us a 5-star ranking and positive review on iTunes. We choose one random person at the end of every month to give away a brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt, too. Shannon, that's what you got to do for Wednesday's show. You got to pick a new random name. Shannon, I don't want you to pick a random name. I want you to give me a fucking hat with all the people that have reviewed it in June.
Ooh, that's good.
A hat with all the names, and I'm going to pick the name out live on air. One fucking t-shirt. How great is that?
That's fucking amazing.
It definitely proves it's random.
Yeah.
That will prove everyone right.
So look, man, it is What's the 3rd up? Of July. Let me pull the curtain aside.
Please. Back. You want to pull it back.
Let me pull the curtain aside.
It's like a vinyl. It's a vinyl sleeve.
Let me pull the curtain aside for the fans, okay?
All right.
It's not July 4th. Okay? It's our July 4th extravaganza.
It's fine, man.
Okay? We're here. Shannon, can you just play fireworks on the big screen the whole time?
We're drinking rosé. It's fucking...
We're celebrating this fucking country, and that's what we do. Here's the thing, right? Because everyone knows that I'm Puerto Rican, I'm brown, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what is not known is that I have a fucking soft spot for this country.
I did not know that.
Puerto Ricans?
No. Not a lot of Puerto Ricans don't have a soft spot for this country.
Really?
A lot of them voted against becoming a state. You know what I would have said? You know what I would have voted? I would have also voted against it becoming a state.
Because it's not good
you
enough.
Don't pay federal taxes.
It's not good enough, Zach.
Doesn't deserve it.
You're goddamn right, Zach. You're goddamn right. Thank you for fucking knowing exactly where I was going with that. Because Puerto Ricans are not acting American, okay?
How so?
You go to Puerto Rico, they're acting like Puerto Ricans.
Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
If you go uptown, they're acting like Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, but imagine an entire place that was dedicated to the people of uptown.
Yeah, I know. I've been in Puerto Rico.
It's a goddamn nightmare. It's a goddamn nightmare.
I feel like they should have those stray dogs start fighting each other. I mean, it'd be more like uptown.
Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of stray dogs in Puerto Rico. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this. Have you actually been to Puerto Rico?
I've been to Puerto Rico.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. What's that, the old country, old fucking town?
You've never been to Puerto
old
Rico.
Old San Juan.
Good, all right. Yeah, we're fine.
I've been to Puerto Rico.
The liar. That's okay, Chris Stanley.
No, I'm
north.
This is northwestern region.
You know what I'm talking about, man.
You're talking about Old San Juan.
We're the same.
Old
San Juan, exactly.
You can drink 40s in the streets of Rosé.
Yeah, people got fucked up out there. It was fucking weird.
Old San Juan's a little bit like, it's fucking...
That's the tourist place, right?
Yeah, that's not real Puerto Rico.
Okay, tell me about real Puerto Rico.
You gotta go to fucking New San Juan.
New San Juan.
That shit's fucking dirty. And it's misleading, too. Because you would think Old San Juan's where fucking all the grimy people are. Yeah. This is old.
Yeah.
Old San Juan's gorgeous. You go, like, oh, I'm going to go vacation in New San Juan. That sounds safe.
No.
Not a good idea.
Is that bad?
Do not go to New San Juan, guys.
I don't know. I kind of want to go now.
Best case scenario, you're catching sand fleas.
Ew. What the fuck is a sand flea?
Exactly. You're going to find out in New San Juan.
What the fuck?
Yeah. A lot of sand fleas in the beaches.
What's a sand flea? Does it bite you?
You want to know why people go to San Juan?
What?
Pull up information on a sand flea, Shannon. You want to know why they go to Puerto Rico?
The only reason is because you don't need a passport.
Yeah,
that's it. If you needed a passport to go to Puerto Rico,
and it's duty free. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't say duty free on my show, Chris.
Why?
Sorry. I knocked over the coffee. I had to have a reason.
We charge for our duties.
Jen, I spilled coffee. I'm going to need a napkin, baby. What is a sampling exactly?
Just call her Toots.
Let's pretend it's the '40s.
Ew, like, that's a real thing. You're not just making shit up again.
I'm not making that up, dude.
That's a baby Puerto Rican.
Wait, Shannon, what is that?
It's a crustacean. It's not a bug, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're little crabs.
Oh.
Is that what actual crabs are?
That's a form of crab, it looks like.
Have you ever had crabs? You look like you'd have crabs.
I've never had crabs, but I've gotten chlamydia.
Have you?
Yeah.
I would always
have you tell me more.
I would always wonder what it would be like to have chlamydia, because I thought I've had chlamydia probably 100 times in my life. But it's like, you know, it'll be like I take some sort of like fucking fat burning supplement. It makes my dick burn. or I like
that makes your dick burn.
He's got a fat dick.
Ooh, nice.
That was pretty good.
Fucking genius.
That was pretty good.
It took me a second too.
Let's slow it down for a minute, because that needs to be recognized. I would take like fat burners, and then it would make my dick burn.
Like when you pissed, or just in general, like you're not pissing.
It would make
the
tip of my dick feel like it was numb, and then I would convince myself that the numbness is excruciating pain. It was I know it was like half psychological, you know. And then it would just fuck me up.
So you would take a pre-workout supplement and then get a raging hard-on.
It's not even.
The blood's got to flow. Flaccid. It's all niacin in there. That's what does that.
Yeah.
And you got to be like jerking off on pre-workout.
I'm going to look great. It's going to be the best.
You're the best.
This one arm. This one arm's going to be Diesel.
I'm telling you, but that's the only time I thought I ever had chlamydia, and it would fuck me up. It would, like, really get in my head, but I've never had an STD ever in my entire
life.
Really? It's craziness. It is. I swear to God, I am an animal, okay, and I've never once in my life had an STD. How did you get chlamydia? How did you find out about it?
Some girl in college.
Thank God.
Some girl in college, she said, hey, I got chlamydia. And then I was noticing my dick was burning when I was peeing. Like, it fucking hurt.
For like a week, you're like, I was wondering why, like, my dick.
I need a new pre-workout.
This is really not working. So it was a girl in college. Yeah, you were dating her or just fucking her?
I was just fucking her. And just then she was her. Like.
Was she hot?
She was all right.
She was. It wasn't even worth it.
She wasn't that hot.
No, she wasn't.
So I'm like, my fucking dick hurts. And then she's like,
how did it hurt? Describe the hurt.
And she was like, you're welcome.
when I'm pissing, like, it just fucking burned. Like, it was like a fucking hot, like, up my dick, like, and around the head. When pissing, there was fucking like fire in my dick.
And it was like, because my friend Wes told me once, he was like, dude, you don't have chlamydia. I was like, what do you mean? Because I was like worrying about it.
Yeah.
He was like, listen to me. He was like, I have had chlamydia. You wouldn't be going, do I have chlamydia? Like, you know.
What's wrong with my dick?
No, you fucking, it's like, is it excruciating?
Towards like the end of the week, when I noticed it, I was like, oh, it kind of hurts when I'm fucking pissing.
Trying to walk it off?
Yeah, exactly. Literally, trying to fucking walk off the fucking chlamydia. Then by the end of the week, like, my dick hurts. Like, this fucking, this
not stop. You're just walking around with your dick
it's
in
like,
pain.
Like, I piss.
Was there any sort of discharge or any goop?
No discharge. It just burned.
Just burned.
Just burned. And then fucking this broad tells me, yeah, I got chlamydia. I was like, motherfucker. So I took took antibiotics for
a week. You didn't even go to the doctor. You just fucking popped them.
No, I got to go to a doctor to get fucking the antibiotics. Yeah,
you could buy them on the dark web.
The dark web didn't exist then. It was like 2002.
Imagine living life without the dark web.
I'm terrified. I'm allergic to penicillin. I'm so afraid to get something.
I'm allergic to penicillin.
No, but what would you do? Like
no, they give you a Z-Pack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for most of those things. You have to take like a full Z-Pack in one day.
Yeah, when we went to that whore
I never
house,
had anything.
Those whores would take them, like, they would just pop them at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
They literally, that's what they do.
What whorehouse did you go to?
I went to the ones out in, where they made the HBO show, the cat house.
Oh, nice. How was it?
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Yeah. We did some podcasts out there, you know. Interviewed some whores.
Oh, good.
Did a whore
tour. I'm sure they were super interesting.
Yeah, they actually were.
Yeah?
It was actually pretty intriguing. It was, because you've done sales before.
Okay.
It was, they literally use like sales technique and sales process. They like take you through a fucking like legitimate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, that's the, but that's the all, master all, of the upsell.
We've
is
all
a hooker.
Talked to fucking hookers before, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know how to fucking sell in New York. Hookers in New York are garbage salespeople.
Well, that's the whole thing. When you provide opportunities, you know, you're going to get.
Well,
the
no,
fucking
because what happens
players.
Is you have when it's legal.
Yeah.
Now there's competition out there. It's not just like you have
it's
like
not, he's not the only fucking whorehouse.
It
out there.
Reminds me of UFC. Okay.
Okay.
Because back in the day, if you look at the old UFCs, like UFC 1,
okay. Yeah.
It was a bunch of fucking slobs. They weren't like... They
it was awesome, though. That was fun.
It was cool.
Dan Severn were in there.
They were fucking slobs. Every one of them, okay? Now, you look... And it was because...
My good friend Dan Severn would be furious.
It was illegal, okay? And you got what you got. It was a black market type thing. They fucking said, all right, we're going to get these guys in there. Hey, whoever wants to come and fucking fight in the cage right now, we'll see what happens, right?
I like that, though.
It's not the best of the best. One of my favorite movies about the exact same premise is the UFC. Okay,
Best of the Best the Glass Hands?
Best of the Best. Best of the Best was where the kid's brother was killed at a tournament.
Okay,
yeah,
and they fucking go. It was like America versus Japan.
Who was the guy in that? That was
Johnny
Cage. Sean Penn's brother.
Yeah, Chris Penn.
Chris Penn was in it. Yeah,
and Eric Roberts.
Everyone's brothers was in that movie. The fucking also, movie full of losers.
I believe the actor named Johnny Cage, who the Mortal Kombat character was named after, was in Best of the Best.
Really?
Yeah.
Pull that up, Shannon. I got to fucking fact check
that.
Let's
do some fucking research.
So, but here's what happened.
All right.
Okay, then after they got some money in it, became legal in most states. What do you have? You got the best of the best. You got these motherfuckers that know how to throw out. They're real deal athletes.
Yeah.
Same thing with hookers.
They're ripped.
When it was illegal back in the New York areas that it's illegal, you get these garbagey fucking hookers that are slobs.
These back page skanks.
Yeah,
right?
They can barely fucking sell.
Well, they can't hold a real job.
They couldn't
they
couldn't sell you a newspaper for 25 cents.
That's a good saying. I'm gonna use that later.
The hookers in Reno, they can sell you a newspaper for a dollar.
They're that damn good.
And there's no news in Reno.
It's just about hookers.
It's just whore daily.
I like that Lewis thinks newsies are hookers. He just sees a kid at like the pancake.
I've been fucking them.
Extra, read all about it. Whore.
That's what's asking for it.
It's just African guys that give out the metro here.
Yeah, really. What a fucking dying industry that is. The newspaper?
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's fucked in the ass.
All right, so here's the thing, right?
It is
Independence Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for the fucking 4th?
I don't know yet. I was fucking extremely hungover. I was really bombed out yesterday, so I'm probably going to get more bombed out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll probably be barbecuing in Prospect Park. What are you doing?
I don't know yet. I think I maybe go to my friends. That's the thing. When you don't drink,
it's hard.
You want to come hang out in Prospect Park?
No.
All right. Well, Lewis doesn't do Brooklyn.
That's crazy. Why would I ever go to Brooklyn? That sounds
fun.
Like a fucking nightmare.
There'll be bitches there.
There's bitches. I live in Manhattan. I live in the best borough. I live in the borough of all boroughs.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Okay?
Great.
So, no. I
look at the big man living in Manhattan.
But there's a thing about, like, if you don't drink, right, and you're not eating shitty, because I'm fucking back on the Real Ass Diet, just crushing it.
Between our last appearance and now, I was on the Real Ass Diet. I just fell off it hard. You know, I'm back on the rosé.
Look at this shit, dude. Look at this. This is this morning. This is what I sent to Big J, this picture.
Let me see this shit.
This is how we wake up every morning.
I wake up and immediately text Big J.
I just had to show Jay this.
Oh, my God. Right.
Why is your stomach hair shaved in the shape of abs?
I don't even...
Asshole.
Shannon, you want to get a little fucking peek right there? That's
no,
how
we're
doing
the camera.
Now.
Shannon, please put it in
Shannon,
the camera.
What's up?
Can I just show it to the fucking audience?
I'll show it to the audience.
Come on, show it off a little bit.
I really sent this to Jay this morning.
God, that's fucking ridiculous.
It's so gay. You gotta pull it back a little.
It's so gay.
It's so fucking gay. It literally touches the top of my dick.
Good. I was wondering about that.
It's so gay. But I'm crushing it.
I know.
You're so
fucking
I'm not
great.
I'm not eating bad, right? I'm just fucking... Shannon, by the way, did you get a little wet? Be honest.
No.
She's not being honest.
Be honest, though.
I'm being honest.
Let me feel.
I mean, I filled up,
get
I filled up
30%
a
more humid in here.
I know. That's weird, Shannon. Why do the windows have a hue on them?
Why are seagulls flying into the window?
My eyes are watering. What is that smell?
Oh, shit.
I just woke up. It was like ammonia. I was falling asleep until just this exact moment. There we go. But do I not look great, Shannon?
Yes.
I feel like you should fucking. I feel like you should do another free shift for How Good I Look. Shannon lost the Real Ass Challenge.
What was the Real Ass Challenge?
Whoever lost the most weight in like 2 months. I just fucking crush these fat fucks. No, not you, Shannon. Ralph's a fat fuck. You look hot still.
Still?
She's sensitive as shit, guys. You can't call her a fat.
I was here when she was upset about the...
You call her a fat and she gets all fucking upset.
I wouldn't think so.
Equality.
Look, as the owner of a podcast network, you have to manage people. And you can't,
shut up,
you
fatty.
You gotta know you can't fucking call them fat. Can't you can't fat shame. Yeah. You know?
That is a shame.
Me, I'm way past the fucking...
Chris Christie is being fat shamed yet again.
I know. I see that shit.
Yet again.
And as a fat man, I hate it.
Are you fat?
I'm a medium, but you're, you know.
Well, yeah, I would say you're a little like fucking really fat.
He's spry. He's
you're
spry.
No Shannon.
He's a Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, I can't
Shannon, I'm kidding. These are jokes. Shannon's so hot, and she fucking... Yeah. She can't just take it. It's
a ribbing.
We call you.
I take hits all the time here. It's this one thing that I don't like. Everything
she takes
else
hits
I'm
of her milkshake.
Ah, she loves it. She loves calories. Calories. Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding, Shannon.
Jokes.
I like you. That's what it is. I'm really what it is. I like you.
Basically, Lewis is a fourth grader.
I like
He's
you.
Pulling your pigtails.
I want to hit you, and I know that will get me in a lot more trouble than calling you fat. So I take it this far.
Yeah.
This is the line. But no, just know this, Shannon. When I'm calling you fat, I really want to hit you.
That's all.
Am I supposed to feel better about
that? Yeah. All right. Yeah. That I stop there, but it's because I like you. So Chris Christie, pull up this picture of him on the beach.
Oh God.
Government shutdown in New Jersey. You know what? Guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
The government has shut down in New Jersey. That's all I know.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a government shutdown in New Jersey, and apparently they're closing the parks.
Yeah, all the beaches are closed.
And beaches.
I mean, are they closed, or is there just no, like, rangers there to
closed,
bust you for smoking weed?
Nigga, they turn you away. You show up at the beach, they say, beat it, bitch. You're not fucking coming in. It's not Prospect Park today, motherfucker.
All right.
If you are trying to Prospect Park it with some bitches in Jersey tomorrow, guess what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. But I got bitches with me.
Guess what? Turn around.
You got to turn these bitches around.
You got to turn these bitches around. Go to a what's a New Jersey only type of store? What's only in Jersey? Go to Wawa. Go to Wawa. And get a sandwich and hang out in the parking lot because there ain't no fucking 4th of July. 4th of July canceled in New Jersey. The headline should read. Except for, you know, for who?
Who?
Governor Chris Christie.
It sounds like he did it on purpose.
This is a picture right here of Chris Christie on the beach.
No, that's me.
With his family.
Oh, God.
With his big man pussy. He went to the beach even though they're closed.
He's great, man. This is hysterical.
Yes. And you know what? This week's Real Ass Dude of the Week, Chris Christie.
All right, yeah. Chris Christie. He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. So whatever financial troubles Jersey's in, he's just doing this to get a free beach.
Yeah, maybe he gets a free beach then.
Because he's a little self-conscious.
Yeah. But he still wore a shirt. Still wore a shirt. It's just his family.
In front of his wife.
Yeah, yeah. You would think at that point, they go, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take my shirt off today.
It's deep shame.
He's a never nude.
There's a weird thing about, do you take your shirt off at the beach, Chris?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
You got to do it.
I don't
it's
care,
It's way
Lewis.
Worse. It's way worse if you leave your shirt on.
Yeah,
well, there's nothing worse than a fat man in a wet shirt.
I'm a fat man in a wet shirt today. It's terrible. I feel silly. I mean, you jumped into a sprinkler.
All right, playground. So I'm very hungover.
Yeah.
And it's very hot outside.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking over to the fucking Gas Digital Studios, Ralph's son's home. And then I'm to my right, Chris and I are walking over here. I see a sprinkler and there's children playing. And I'm feeling like shit. So I decide I'm going to go into the sprinkler. So I walk into the sprinkler and put my head in it and shoo away the children. And I, for some reason, he thinks that's weird.
Yeah, because it's some real, like, 80s New York shit. Sorry, hobo's got to get his time, too.
Look, I, no,
I get it.
These are public showers.
You're a sweaty man.
It's fucking hot, doggy. You know, and it's not, and it's not their fucking sprinkler. They, to be honest with you, they probably have less of a claim to the sprinkler than Chris Stanley. Chris Stanley pays taxes.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a law that says you're not allowed to be in a playground without a child.
Is there a law? No.
Yes, there is a law. There is.
It's a not. It's a not to enforce.
Okay, the fucking the anti-fun patrol of New York City. I can't fucking go hang out in a park by myself.
Not to be fair, he didn't look like he was having a pre-workout and go hang out in a park.
So boned up.
Oh, my dick is burning. You're going to put it in the sprinkler.
Oh, kids, if this feels good, kid.
Look, I'm just trying to make my dick not burn. Look, if my dick is burning, I'm going to be a crabby asshole in this park. All right, kids?
I got to cool my junk off, kid.
I got up my dick. If my dick is burning, I'm going to start being a real fucking asshole to somebody. Anybody who's in this vicinity, I'm going to be a dickhead.
I'm going to fuck all you kids.
Yeah, I might. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might have to put my dick in a child to stop the burning, so it's better that I put it in the sprinkler. Officer.
You understand what I'm saying?
Do you get it?
Don't look at it.
Oh, help! Help! These kids are looking at my dick! Help! All these kids, what's up, looking at my dick?
They can't get enough of it. What's happening?
They're insatiable.
They love it for some reason. Hey, stop looking at it.
Oh, shit. This kid is so happy that she's crying while she looks at my dick.
I don't get it.
Tears of joy, or is this an onion in my dick? I don't know.
She's just trying to get lubed up for you.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Too far, Chris.
Good God.
Too far. What are you, you shouldn't have a serious conversation.
About, like, underage fucking girls being turned on by cops.
Yeah, we're talking about fucking kids molesting me while I put my dick in a sprinkler, and you're sitting here talking about us molesting them.
Yeah. This is a fucking line we crossed today.
And we're live, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you knew that.
Stop pulling the curtain back.
Let me pull the curtain aside for everyone for a moment.
So you're kind of just peeking. You're not really showing everything.
Can I pull the curtain aside for everyone? We're live. It's not July 4th.
No, it's not.
And
but this is love, because a lot of people take Monday off.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we're here.
They would have done that. A lot of people, I bet you there are a lot of people out of work today, not working.
Yeah. No, yeah. This is like we fucking New York.
Clearly, this hobo.
Yeah. All right. It's the best of. But I'm live here with the real ass dude, Zach Amico.
I really do appreciate that. What is the origin of Independence Day? Is it,
what happened on July 4th?
July 4th, 1776, we gained our independence. That's my guess.
I thought we signed the fucking bill.
Declaration of Independence.
Not the Bill of Rights Declaration.
When did we throw the tea into the river?
That was fucking way before that.
I think that's
that.
Before that, yeah.
Was it a river?
It was the, it was the Boston Harbor.
Yeah, Boston Harbor.
Is that
an
ocean or a river?
It's a harbor.
I thought a harbor was like the wooden planks built onto the water.
I swear to God.
I always thought a harbor. I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to sit in that harbor over there.
A great Otis Redding song, Sitting on a Harbor by the Bay.
Fuck. You can play that song, by the way. I'd like to listen. That's a great song.
It is a good song.
Sitting by the dock of the bay.
So I think
I really didn't know a harbor was a body of water.
Yeah, it's a body
of
water.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
No, it's an inlet. Obviously. What it is basically it's an inlet.
No, it's like a peninsula. That's not a body of water.
A peninsula is a piece of land surrounded on three sides by water. That's a peninsula.
These are all the same thing.
No, dude.
Let me see. Way wrong. Pull up the definition of harbor, Shannon, because I am.
And then peninsula.
Stop harboring this information for yourself, Shannon.
That's good. That's fucking good, real ass dude.
It's a place on the coast.
Pull it up on the big screen. I want to read it.
I guessed
it. I want to read it. A place on the coast where vessels may find shelter, especially when protected from rough water by piers, jetties, and other artificial structures. You fucking idiot. Right. It's a fucking synonym of a port or a dock. You are all wrong. No, you are all. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You dumb fucking
fucks. I thought you weren't a Google guy.
You dumb fucking dumb idiot white idiot.
Fuck you.
You are stupid.
This is why you'll never be a state.
Look up a fucking definition of a dock then, please.
Synonym harbor.
Dude, it's fucking different. Because a harbor isn't a fucking...
A harbor's the whole thing. A dock is just the dock.
A harbor, doesn't have to be man-made. You're a dock is
you just
man-made.
Said a harbor's a body of water. Look. I asked you point blank, is a harbor a body of water? And every one of you went, yep.
Yeah, but it's a structure extending along shore out from the shore.
It's
into
a structure.
Into a body of water, Lewis.
Oh, yeah, okay. So look, my dick...
I'm a Google guy.
My dick is now in this body of water. Is that the body of water? No, idiot.
No, that's a dock.
Burning.
It's my...
As opposed to what you and Stanley are going to do after this.
It's half dick, half cock. It's a dock.
No, you're going to dock.
Suck my dock.
I can't wait. Yeah, so a dock.
Well, I want you to all admit that you were wrong.
No. I'm not fucking wrong. Because you know why? Why the fuck is there a
Shannon
for dock?
Shannon, a Google Doc?
No, why wasn't harbor a synonym?
Cinnamon? Fat fuck, you just can't get it out of your head.
You fucking Puerto Rican
Cinnabon. Cinnabon.
I just want food.
Are we in the airport?
I want hot food.
Stanley's next vacation. He's going to Cinnamon Harbor.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to write that down.
Every time Stanley gets
hookers he interviewed at the Bunny Ranch.
Every time Stanley gets frustrated, he just starts calling out food that he wants.
Pizza? Fuck. Something fried. I don't care what it is.
What's the definition of a dock now, Shannon?
No, just put it up.
That's when one guy has
half
foreskin and the other doesn't.
Half cock. Dock. What did I tell you? Noun. A structure extending along shore out from the shore, body of water.
Yeah, a structure, not the
synonym,
body of water.
Cinnamon. More birth. Put in. Tie. No, that's a
but what I'm saying is, there's harbor isn't a synonym for fucking dock.
Gangplank was lowered to the dock. This sounds really hoary.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got kind of gangbang, you know?
The gangplank?
Yeah. Like, fucking.
Shannon, could you just do me a favor? Because you're not a liar.
I'm a liar. I'll
you're
admit
not
that
a liar.
Really. Oh, Shannon, you're going to go to your employee?
Shannon, who was right here? Just be honest about it. I'm paying you to be honest. I'm not paying you to fucking tell me that I'm right. I want you to be honest. I'm not even going to look you in the face. Shannon, be 100% honest.
This is big of you, dude.
Do not fucking lie for me. Do not anything. You just listen to that whole fucking segment right there. Are these guys wrong? And did they claim for a harbor to be a body of water?
Shannon, I'll match your paycheck.
They made fun of me. They were like, "Oh, sitting by the harbor, by the bay."
Fucking moron, dumb Puerto Rican.
They made a whole fucking bit about it.
When you speak, we assume you're wrong.
They laughed in my face.
That's your fault.
They laughed in my face. Everyone laughed. Shannon, yes. Be completely honest and go.
This is just my opinion, though.
I want your opinion. I want an honest opinion here.
Seems like this is not going to go your way.
No, I think you're right, Lewis.
Oh, come on! This is bullshit.
You guys will never be a state.
Sitting by the dock of the bay or harbor because it's the same fucking word.
I've never been so embarrassed in my entire life. This is fucking heartbreaking. There you go.
I'm never right. Keep it on, Shannon. I love it.
I don't think Shannon agreeing with you makes you
Shannon,
right.
Shannon, yes, it does. Shannon, from now on, anytime I'm right, I need you to start playing this song. Keep it on fucking. I need you to keep it on one of the buttons.
You about other shit?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
This is the victory song now, right? Because Chris and I and Zach look like fucking idiots.
Fucking jerk offs, you guys stink. Bunch of fat fucking white assholes. You do not know what a harbor is. You fucking fat white assholes. Chris, especially you.
I just want a cheeseburger.
Dunkin' Donuts. It's your own form of fat Tourette's.
Fat Tourette's.
Milkshake.
Oh, that was fucking great. That felt so good.
Yeah.
I'll relive it. If you guys want to challenge me on anything else, we can do that.
It's fine. Don't worry. We got time.
So I'm in a long distance relationship now, guys.
Are you? How long is the distance?
She lives in LA.
Okay.
It's crazy. Never done this.
I've never been in a long-term relationship. Long distance.
Yeah. How long have you been in a long-distance relationship? A
couple weeks, like officially.
So how long did it take you to cheat? Hour? Two?
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, she's gone. Thank
you. Oh, man, the flight took off. There's all these bitches in the airports. They haven't seen other dudes yet.
He's got a sign with her name, and he just throws it away with a new name.
With that video? What's the video?
They need a ride,
like
probably.
Like the Bob Dylan video? Yeah. He just got names.
subterranean fucking homesick.
Oh,
place.
Shit. No, and I'll tell you why. Okay. I think it's going to be easier to be faithful.
Oh, you got chemically castrated. That hurt? Sounds like it does. It hurts.
This is a strong pre-workout.
I can't even get hard.
Shit, I'll grab another coffee, baby. Thank you.
Really weird to call
just
your producer.
Just start calling
baby.
Her tits. Please, just start calling
I
her.
I texted her thanks dollface today. We literally pay her so we can talk to her this way. It's the only reason. Thank you, man. Shannon. So I'll tell you why it's going to be easier not to cheat.
Tell me. You bang at Shannon and doesn't cheat.
Oh, that makes sense. That's good. No. You tell the HR department here at Gas Digital Network.
No.
Oh, wait, that's you.
Yeah. Not in every department.
Shannon, the horny gonna... retard department.
Jenny, you're going to have to complain to HR, and then it's just me sitting there with my dick out.
Speaking to the mic.
It's burning.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you why it's going to be easier not to cheat.
This one.
Because I don't know who said this. It might have been me. I might have said this.
You might have coined this.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I think that is you.
Yeah. That was I've never heard that before. That's that deep, bro.
On a podcast, I might have said that at one point.
Probably, okay? Yeah.
So here's what's happening, right? She's not around, right?
Yeah.
So I want her more. Mm-hmm. It's like a thing where like I'm like it becomes like I'm almost like much more if she was here all the time, right?
You get used to her.
Fucking beat it. I want to put my dick in something else.
Yeah. I'm right? Sick of you. You're used up. You're old.
Yeah. But because she's not around, like it's like a thing where like I'm counting down the days to see her again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How long have you been in a relationship?
Like a real faggot right now.
What'd you say?
How long? Sound like a real faggot right now.
Oh, is that gay? I'm sorry. Shannon, can you erase that? I was trying to go for an asshole thing, and I sounded like a sensitive faggot. And I need that to be deleted from the history of the show. Thank you very much. Make a timestamp. Thank you very much. Shannon. She won't delete that either. She's going to make me look like a... So,
how long were you dating before she went moved away?
We've been seeing each other for like a month, about a month.
Right.
Yeah. So, and she didn't. And I've been to LA, and she came out to New York a couple of times, and fucking.
Ooh, all right.
But I think there's something about that. I think there's something about she's not around. So I'm literally like, it's very strange. Like, there's no part of me that's even like looking at other chicks.
Wow. Mm.
Like,
you,
I'm like,
you love her.
No, nah, stop. Love. Stop being a fucking psycho. Be a fucking asshole.
Sounds like
it. Yeah, no.
Bro, it sounds like
I don't
it.
Think I can I... Shannon, do you think I can love? Do you think I have the ability?
I think you have
I
the ability.
I think so.
You're
you can
fired.
Ask, you can ask
You're
me.
Fired. It was a trick question. You know the answer to that is no.
You love your son?
Mmm.
That's different. That's a dude.
You're hired again, but we can bring you back to your original hire rate.
You've been demoted.
You've been... No, it's not been demoted.
The best part about only seeing your son every once in a while is you miss him. So you appreciate the time
it's
you do have.
Same exact thing, yeah. You're in a long-distance relationship with your
to
son.
To be honest with you, I see my son every day, but that's actually a great point. Why don't I see him less and then I like him more? If you are on top of each other every single day, and this is what happens every time you're in a new relationship, it's mm-hmm. this puppy love phase when you first get into the relationship,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you're in each other's shit nonstop, almost like you are racing to get annoyed with each other. Like you're in a hurry.
And find something. Yeah, yeah. Find something to fucking get
You're just
over.
Fucking like, ooh, you're deep in it. You're like, all right, let's fucking go. And so you fucking hit that first wall. You get into that first fight. And then, you know, it's usually about 6 months in, 5 months in, you get into a big blowout.
I mean, she needs some time to heal, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But then it starts happening more often. So then it's 2 months, and then 1 month, then 2 weeks,
and
then
it's
1 week.
Every fucking day.
Every time you see, you're just like, ugh, I hate you.
Yeah, and it's murder-suicide before you know it.
And then, but the truth is, now it's almost like we're weirdly like going slow, but it's still like intense in a weird way. It's a very different thing. I've never done this before, and I really feel like it's way better for me. Because I'm so focused on work right now, it's actually good to kind of like, look, we Skype every night, you know, every morning. Shut up, forget it. Shannon.
Oh, it's sweet. It's very Shannon, sweet. You probably take that part
Shannon,
out.
Shannon, delete it again, please. Can you, this whole section, to be honest.
How much do you want to bet that picture he showed us, he like, after he took it for real, was like, oh, I took this funny picture for Jay.
No. It's too gay.
That makes it so much worse.
No woman would be turned on by that. Shannon, if a dude sent you a picture like that, that's too homosexual, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a gay.
Yeah, that's why you.
Face.
That's why you send it to Jay. Oh, so that like, you can then be like,
I don't
want to
waste it.
No, you send it to, this is hot, so I got to send it to my buddy.
It's like a fun gay. It's a fun gay.
It's a fun guy.
Yeah.
It's fun guy. That's what's growing on my crotch.
Oh,
fun
my
guy.
God.
So you've never had an STD?
Never had an STD once in my life.
Not even HPV?
I'm sure we all have HPV.
Come on, I'm not a fucking idiot.
We've all have it.
I don't trust people that don't have HPV.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
There's no such thing. I talked to my doctor about this.
There's
okay?
no because I remember FDA my ex test, right, for men.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. To prove for men.
And there's like a bunch of different kinds.
Listen to me. I talked to my doctor about this a long time ago because I had a chick I dated who had HPV, and I was like, well, I was freaking out. I was really young.
Over eight.
He was like, listen to me. He was like, do you understand like the way it works? He was like, if we were to swab every doorknob in this country, we're going to find HPV cells.
Yeah.
He was like, just wash your hands a lot. Be fucking clean. You know, eat healthy. Be healthy. He's like, that's the way. To be honest with you, it's things cause cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's really what it is. It's like things just in the world that are man-made just cause cancer, right? Okay. And I think that's just like if you're living a healthy life, it's not going to affect you that way. I think everyone's got those fucking cells on them. Everyone can get warts if you don't take care of yourself. Like, people get, like, warts on their hands. I don't think that I'm immune to warts. I think that I eat healthy.
So you think because you eat healthy, you don't get warts?
Yes.
No carbs.
Oh, well, then I should be a fucking giant wart then. Because I live on a...
I'm not convinced you're not.
Just freeze me the fuck
off. You look
off.
Under the table.
It's that much quicker.
Stanley's sitting on top of a toad.
Look, warts. I thought warts were genetic or from fucking like chemicals or some shit.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Those are two completely different.
Just finger blasting dirty bitches. I mean.
It's either genetic or chemicals.
What's one or the other?
Right? Remember, kids like would get warts when we were kids.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, and you like, see their warty fingers. You're like, ugh.
Ew, yeah, the finger warts are the worst. Like, yeah. A lot of people have like neck warts.
That's not warts. No, those are fucking.
I don't think it's
skin tags.
Those are skin tags.
Skin tag. Okay.
Right. You don't know anything.
I'm dying.
He somehow avoided all of this. It's crazy. You're so unhealthy.
You never really see young people with neck skin tags, though. It's common.
Oh, it's a common.
It's a common. Or it's like an Italian.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about pizza again?
Kind of. Fucking, I really haven't eaten today.
Yeah.
But, you know, this 40 of rosé is definitely making my hangover feel better.
So, have you ever done a long-distance relationship, Chris?
I mean, I dated a girl who was in college, but I assume she was fucking other people. I was.
So you just fucking started smashing fucked. Other people.
Sucked.
I mean, she was like a fresh, like we weren't like we were dating, but like not really. You know what I mean? Like she was like my chick when she was home.
Right. Yeah.
So like in the summer.
Yeah, there's like I mean, whatever. This chick that I'm dating is younger too. She's gonna fuck other dudes.
She's gonna get some dicks.
Yeah, there's no way.
Other than your dick, she's gonna get some dicks.
She's
how old is she?
26.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah, dude, this thing's over.
26?
I mean, I know you love her, but this thing's 30. Fucking over.
Shut your fucking face. You shut the fuck up. Delete that, Shannon.
You'd already be beating her if she was in New York.
You shut the fucking mouth.
Don't fucking say that word, Chris.
I'm just saying, you seem enamored. And this long-term relationship thing is me thinking that you fucking really like this girl.
I do like her a lot. It's a weird thing.
That's
but
good.
I think a lot of
do you like her or the productivity?
What do you mean?
You say you're being more productive.
Well, no. I mean, I've been being productive for a while anyway, but I think that I don't know. There's something, you know, I talked about this before on other podcasts too, but it's like she's a comic too. So there's something about dating a comic who kind of like.
Or somebody in your field who gets what you're doing.
Who gets it. It's
just
like,
who gets it, yeah.
Yeah, we're just fucking obsessed with our stupid careers. And it's any girl that I dated that's not a comic finds it stupid how obsessed we are. And any girl that I've dated that's a comic completely gets it.
Well, fucking, yeah. They do the same exact fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah. So there's something about that which is great.
Stop dating surgeons.
God.
She's like, you are a moron.
Why are you being
yeah,
so
I get it. Nobody cares that your baby has a fat ass. Like,
she's like, a harbor is not a body of water or a dock. You fucking idiots.
I listened to the show today.
I saved three people's lives.
Zach, have you done a long-distance relationship?
Yes.
Have you? How long did you...
I dated a girl who went to another college. She lived in Pittsburgh.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's far. All right. See, that's the other thing, right? Pittsburgh is further than Los Angeles in a way.
Yeah, because you don't want to go there.
Well, you don't want to go there.
And there's nothing there.
It's how long? What's the drive from New York to...
You can take a flight to Pittsburgh,
hours.
Though.
It's a 10-hour fucking drive to
but it's
Pittsburgh.
An hour flight.
But nobody's doing that. You're opting to drive.
Yeah.
So here's what's happening, right? It's longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a shittier trip, and it fucking sucks. And
there's nothing to do.
You go there, and you're like, what am I going to fucking... You know, do they have in Pittsburgh? Do they have Wawa's
on the way? Like, not I think like on the way to Pittsburgh.
Stop at a Wawa, you fucking do a little barbecuing with some fucking
what?
Some people from Jersey.
They put coleslaw on all their sandwiches. Yeah,
I do enjoy a coleslaw on a sandwich. Yeah.
It's about That's 6 hours.
6 hours. See, nobody was right.
Well, we're fucking wrong.
How long is the flight?
6 hours to LA. So it's about the same distance. It's about the same distance.
Hour and a half.
But nobody flies there, Shannon.
You can also get to Bermuda in that time. Why the fuck would you ever go to Pittsburgh?
So you were dating a chick in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And how long did you date her for?
Like 2 years.
Okay. And it was because she was in college and you were in college?
Yeah, I cheated on her a lot.
That's when Zach became bisexual. He's like anything.
No, it was way before that.
Do you think she cheated on you?
Definitely.
Hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, maybe it's damned. But at 35 years old, I'm not the same hornball that I was when I was.
Got low T?
28.
No, but you know, the other thing is, like, I put on Facebook that I'm dating somebody.
Oh.
Like,
you changed your status.
I changed my status, but I deleted the status saying that.
This is also gay, Shannon, so delete this.
No. This is fucking straight as shit, dog. Some fucking straight shit. So I changed it, but one of the reasons why is to keep me honest. Because I got a bunch of fucking chicks out there that I fucking, you know, chat
It's
up.
Like a wedding ring, though. You know, some chicks like that.
That's also true. And those are the gems. Those are the good women in the world. You got to get a fucking real pig who just is like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool with it.
I'm more about this now.
Really, what I'm doing is I'm fishing for the pigs. You know, I gotta get rid of these good chicks.
What I mean, you ever date a married chick, or like a
really.
Chick in a relationship?
I fucked a couple married chicks in my day.
Yeah, but like that's pretty great. Like if you're doing it on the reg, like it just
no,
because it's like.
But was it cheating?
Because it's the same thing like you have. You never have to see them.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, and I'll tell you why. Right?
All right, tell me.
Not anymore. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
But like, you have.
Look. If I met a chick on the road who was married, right? Would I fuck her? Maybe. Right.
Okay.
Maybe. But would I start, like, regularly fucking a married chick? No.
But you have.
Not regularly, but yeah. I mean, like, a few times, yeah. And the reason I won't do it is because you don't know how fucking crazy that guy is. You don't know how careful she is with her shit, like, about keeping it locked
That's
up,
true.
Texts and all this shit. You're dealing with human error, right?
Okay.
And I'm a master cheater, and I've been caught cheating by every chick that I've ever fucking cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
maybe, I'm a master. Maybe not a master then.
I'm a master.
No, he's great at it.
I really am, and because it's volume. That's the problem. I get careless, right?
It's
and
volume.
I'm cheating.
That was too loud. I fucked up the volume.
All right, one flop. I'm a master usually.
Oh, shit. But no, I would cheat too much, and I would eventually get caught. Okay.
Oh well, sure.
It always happens.
And so some other broad that's cheating on her husband. You don't know, and you don't know what the fuck that guy's
in like a non-open relationship.
And she's not an honest person. This bitch is a fucking pig.
Well, that guy got batted to death in Brooklyn like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, during that threesome.
Yeah, yeah. And his boy were banging out a chick.
Yeah.
And one of the guys started videotaping. The girl went home, said that they raped her because. She was scared that he was going to find out, and he just went and killed one of the guys, and then the cops had to break it to him in prison. Like, we saw the video. This was clearly consensual.
Yeah, we all jerked off to this video. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that came so hard.
Wow, and this dude fucking, you know, beat a guy to death with a bat.
And he stabbed him to death, too. Like, it was a fucking real
beat. Yeah. He bled to death in his hallway. And I'm sorry I brought down the show.
Was he the lead character of fucking?
Dude, this is a real Shannon.
Grand Theft Auto.
Just bring up.
He threw a Molotov cocktail in the room.
Some death Brooklyn, and it'll Google that.
Yeah, I would love to see this.
Bleeding to death in a hallway is the Puerto Rican Viking funeral.
This is in a hallway. He did it.
Yeah, no. He basically. All right, so this guy had a girlfriend too who died, and he was so about not getting caught cheating that on his way out, like a neighbor was like, "Let me call an ambulance," and he was like, "No, don't worry, I got this," and then he died on the stoop.
Let's see, pull it up. I want to see the story. You can keep the music on, Shane. That's okay. I liked it. It was good.
It started as a sexy threesome.
Yeah. It ended in murder.
This is hysterical.
Thanks for the porn music. And Park Slope sexcapade resulted in the stabbing death of one participant in her pussy.
something out of a horror movie. It's horrible. It's a nightmare, resident Carol Peterson says. Manos Iquerla was one of the two men who were joined by a woman in a threesome. Tag team, bitch.
Hell yeah.
When one of them started filming the encounter, things got heated.
Hot. You like hot?
Manos was left behind as the other man left with the woman. She allegedly then told her boyfriend she'd been raped, sources said. Yeah. Three men later found Manos and attacked him. Three men. He was beaten and stabbed.
Aluminum
bats. Are you stabbed with bats?
That sounds like it's worse.
Manos' girlfriend, who was not involved in the threesome, was left heartbroken.
Oh, was she? Well, she's kind of fat, to be fair. I mean,
everything was consensual. Oh, that's the chick?
I want to see the threesome.
Oh, she's a chunky bitch. She wanted to get
that
double teamed.
Was that the threesome? Yeah,
that
she was only mad about the cheating, not that he was dead.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. So that goes to your point.
Specifically goes to my point. Yeah. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
You don't know, man.
Now, did you guys talk about in a long-distance relationship, like an open relationship? Would you be open to that?
I can't do it.
You can't do that?
You are Puerto Rican. I mean,
I can't do it. I'm too jealous of a guy. I can't be.
So you'd rather her? All right. So you'd rather cheat? Like, say this happened. You'd rather her cheat on
you? Why are
you
saying this to me, Chris?
I'm asking questions.
It's gonna happen. We're trying to soften the blow.
Why are you being fucking?
You fucking brought this up, bro.
A naysayer.
I'm not being a naysayer.
I'm not fucking
fuck them naysayers because they don't mean a thing. Because this is what style we bring. Many moons since first I saw you. Many moons since first we did the do. Many moons since first I saw you. Many moons since first we did the do.
Now.
Now no man.
Now, being in an open relationship, you can fucking bang on the broads and it wouldn't be a problem. Just while you guys are away from each other. And she could sleep with other dudes, whatever. She doesn't have to tell you about it.
I can't. Not if I care about a chick. I can't do it. I can't do it. Can you do that? Can you be in an open relationship
the woman.
I mean, he knows other chicks want to fuck other dudes.
No. Chris, can you be in an open relationship?
I can be in an open relationship.
Yeah, because he wants the girls to be happy, you know?
Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm an attentive lover.
Onion rings! Fuck her off!
He keeps yelling about food. I don't like him.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't know that another dude's fucking my chick. Could you do that?
No. I feel like I could beat my girl on volume, so yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fucking another chick!
Hey, open relationship, right?
Rockin' and rollin'!
Check out my abs in this one! I show the videos like Rico and Paid in Full. Niggas getting money and pussy.
Yeah, so like I have friends who will like, you know, go into threesomes with their chick and let dudes fuck their chick and like they're just like
couldn't do that.
The level of deviancy there is like
degradation.
You're like crazy, dude. You're just watching another dude bust a nut in your chick's face. That's crazy.
Yeah, I would enjoy that.
I would have difficulty doing that to a chick in front of her dude. Not because I have difficulty getting up in front of a dude, because I can fuck in front of dudes all day. Right? Period. That's a fact.
That's my thing.
Everyone knows that about me. If there's one thing
they're constantly saying it about you.
Yeah.
Like I walk down the street, like, you're Gomez fucked in front of dudes again.
All day. I have no problem with that, okay?
Yeah, you
but
like
my
it,
thing
of.
Is, in my head, the there'd be a burning sensation because I had used a like fat burner.
You'd have head chlamydia.
Yeah. No. In my head, he is only doing it in like a weird way, but he's not really happy about me fucking his chick. Like he's kind of hurting at the same time as enjoying it. Like there's no way that he's wholeheartedly.
But it would probably let you.
No, but if the dude's a cock, like fucking, then he that's what he wants.
I feel bad for a cock. I feel bad for this cock.
It would probably help you prolong coming.
No, he wants you to treat him like shit. Like you can't feel bad about it. You can't.
Yeah,
like,
but I feel bad.
So you can never like be like
the same way that I feel bad. Like if I was fucking Shannon and she was like punch me in the ribs.
Yeah.
I would fucking like
can't find him, fatso.
It's just funnier because you hate it.
Like ass sex.
Holy shit.
Punch me in the ribs. I'm hungry.
Give me a knuckle sandwich and a regular one.
Oh,
Shannon, we're kidding. You're fucking
this
gorgeous.
This is fun jokes.
These are jokes. Well, we all can sit here and take it, right?
Jokey jokes.
Shannon. Yes. My water alarm.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Thanks, what's baby. This? What's this alarm?
I'm on water.
What do you mean you're on water?
I'm on water.
What do you mean you're on
PCP?
Water. You know, water. H2O.
Yeah, but you're on it?
I'm on it.
No, everyone's fucking on it. We're all human beings.
No.
So I'm on rosé right now? Like, what the fuck is going on? Okay.
I'm doing water like 6 times a day.
And how much every time?
Like a big old fucking glass and a half.
You don't just do that?
No.
I don't.
You don't just drink water drink as water. A person?
I never drink water.
I never.
Really?
I
where the
today
fuck are these bottles from?
Because I'm fucking dehydrated because I drank all night. But my fucking piss is dark as shit usually. It's
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, you want light piss.
You want that.
You want it. You want to fucking. Yeah, you want to be able to trick people with your piss.
Yeah.
If you can't trick somebody into drinking your piss, there's a problem.
Okay, so that means,
if you just look at it like, that's a cup of piss. Like, that's clearly somebody trying to trick me into drinking their piss.
Yeah.
You know? But if it's clear, it's like, we should all piss and see who's got the clearest piss.
Shannon, is that your piss?
I'm at my piss quota this month.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Shannon. Look how much fucking water is here.
Oh, my God. Two.
It just absorbed into your pores.
Oh, fuck.
This is fucking crazy, this water. Okay.
So Shannon, what are you gonna do?
In the meantime, I'm gonna chug this water, but in the meantime, let's talk about this. This is, it was a guitarist named Jose Feliciano.
Yeah.
And I guess he did a cover of Every Breath You Take by Sting.
Oh, that's awesome.
At some award show. What was the
Better
award
than
show?
Puffy?
What was the award show, Shannon?
Impossible.
Do you know?
Impossible.
No, I don't know. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, find out in the meantime. But you could play the cover, and apparently Sting was not pleased with this cover of this.
He's pissed?
Not happy.
Sting? What's he have to be fucking sad about? He's Sting. He's probably got $100 million banked the fuck up.
Is Sting the one that fucks, like, has tantric sex?
Yeah, he has tantric sex. Like, he doesn't come. Like, he comes internally.
Yeah.
Like, he comes inside of himself.
Comes inside of himself?
Yeah. But then, like, eventually.
He's a huge dick, then.
Yeah, he's just constantly just filled with cum, his own cum. Here, oh, he's pissed.
Fucking ugly wife.
Yeah, they fuck a lot, apparently.
Give us some volume, Shannon.
Every breath you take.
This is good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Every move you make,
I like it.
Every bond you break,
I fucked up that. All right, no big deal.
Every single day, every word you say.
This old blind Mexican guy, give him a fucking chance.
Wait, what is this event?
Every night
I don't know.
Stay,
Sting's birthday party.
Look at that chick's chin.
Well, he does not like this at all.
Oh, can't you see? Oh, you belong to me. How my poor heart aches with every step you take, every move you make.
I imagine the song is kind of repetitive and shitty.
This is a huge hit.
So in the best case scenario,
every smile
it's not that good.
I just love Sting's fucking face. He's fucking really angry.
He's not happy about it.
Seems like a really bad shit, like a Park Slope bar cover.
Chris, those are some good.
That was for Zach.
And then Lisa Kudrow doing back in that school.
How'd you get her?
I don't know. That's cool. What is she doing lately?
Not much.
Cood?
It's your caller?
What's the Cood? I've always called you that.
Oh, really? Really? Even from like the early Friends days?
Before Friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were a Cood fan before that?
Dude, I was one of the earliest Cood fans out there.
You're a Cood head from way back.
Yeah. He's not even playing the guitar good.
Oh, this is not good. This thing's about to rush the fucking stage.
Yeah.
Does he have a comment on this? Is there?
I don't know.
Let's pull to the end of the video.
I think he just dropped an N-bomb. I think that's what this comment thing.
What? Does he even applaud at the end?
Does anyone?
Yeah, this is terrible.
Just firebomb that theater.
It almost sounds like the first time they tried to arrange it, they were like, let's try this idea.
This could be fun, you know?
That was it. Okay. What was it, Shannon? Do we know what that was? No? It's all right. So, fuck him.
It was recent, though?
Yeah, I guess that just happened.
That's why we don't know what.
Oh. What was the Cood doing before Friends? I forget. I am a huge fan, but, you know, she has such an amazing body of work.
Romy Michelle's high school.
That was after.
That was after.
That was after.
I don't know what the coup.
That whole
I'm gonna do this out there. I actually know, and I feel like a real loser.
You know?
Oh my God! Yeah. How is this possible?
She was on Mad About You as a recurring. She was the waitress.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
There you go.
I didn't know you were a Mad About You fucking fan.
My grandmother loved it.
Yeah. So yeah, the coup was out there doing that. Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. That movie. There's no premise of the movie. Since Facebook came out, that's not even a movie. Well, those bitches would be found out. Everyone know they're stupid.
Because they went back to their reunion.
They're like, we're successful doctors or whatever. You're like, bitches, we went to
our 15-year high school reunion together, like, a year ago?
Did you guys graduate together?
Yeah, same year.
I didn't know you graduated together.
Yeah, I didn't. Same class, though.
How'd you go to the reunion, then? You can't go to the reunion without graduating.
The girl who runs it had a crush on me in high school and invited me.
So she invited you.
Yeah.
But there's no point in the reunions now. Exactly,
because you know what everyone's been up to every fucking moment of every
day. Here's the thing. Back in the day, you go to a 15 or 10-year high school reunion, right? And you go, all right, dude, I'm going to look my fucking best.
Okay? How's that going to go for you, Zach?
What?
How's that going to go for you?
I didn't go to mine.
You should go.
No.
Yeah.
Anybody I want to talk to, I still do.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, these are. You're really just going to. Really, you're just going to show off what you've accomplished.
Yeah.
Right? Try to talk with some people you haven't seen.
And try to sleep with someone.
No, but this is what I'm figuring out about Chris. Chris was a fucking liked kid in high school.
Yeah, he was.
He was like, see, I wasn't one of those fucking liked kids, okay? People were afraid of me. People didn't,
because of the Puerto Rican thing?
You know Chaz Palminteri in A Bronx Tale?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sonny,
would you rather be feared or respected?
No.
It was always a thing going through my head. Like, do I want to be feared or respected? Either way, the fucking kids would fucking part the hallways when I would walk down the hallway.
I don't think that happened. I've seen the pictures of your terrible mustache. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they were like, oh, shit. Oh, the Don is coming. They call me the Don.
They called you the Don in high school, huh?
El Chapo's retarded cousin is coming in the hall.
When I left high school, my experience was I fucking hate all these people.
Uh-huh.
You know, not all of them, but for the most part, I kind of hated them. And even the people that I liked, I didn't really keep in contact with.
Yeah.
You know, I have a way to keep in contact with these people every single day of my life, right?
Just do a podcast with them.
Every single day, I can go on Facebook and go, hey, fucking John Hickey, or hey Dave Hickser. Green.
Yeah.
You know, hey, what up? Remember when we used to fucking love the Cood before Trends? Right?
Remember that?
You
know?
Remember our Cood fan club?
Head thing? Yeah, it was great. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were...
Facebook Messenger, it's so convenient.
But you know what? We don't do that. We like each other's shit once in a blue to kind of stay in each other's lives. I'll like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, when do I ever love somebody from high school's status?
Don't,
never. I never love it.
Don't give it to
me. I'll gay pride him. I'll gay pride him left and right.
It's over. Pride month is over. You can't do that anymore.
It's crazy that they. I first of all, it took me a week to realize they weren't just allowing me to call people stuff gay. I legitimately thought, I was like, oh, really? They're just letting me call people stuff gay. All right, cool. Boom, done.
Hey, what is this? I'm not on Facebook. What is this?
They gave you a little pride flag.
When you post? Like something, if you like, if you can select, if you
pull
like
it up, Shannon. Show them,
whatever. You don't know any of this.
No,
you're never on Facebook. Why don't we create you a Facebook profile right now?
He has one.
I just don't use it.
He has two.
What is that? There's a Chris Stanley on Facebook that likes myself sometimes. That's not you.
I don't know. There's a bunch of fake Chris Stanley.
Oh, so here it is. Got to pull it right there. So you say the problem.
Oh, that was an emoji. It's like an emoji.
They gave, well, because I could like it. I could love it. I could say you're gay. I could say, you're gay. I go, ooh, gay.
Or, is that still a vet or angry?
My dad's gay. Or, you're gay. We're going to kill you, gay.
We call that Lewis face.
The last one is just Lewis face? Yeah. These are all gay. It's like, here, put this thumb in your ass.
Feels good.
Yeah. So that was it. It was a pride emoji that's now no longer available.
That sucks.
They should do it for every month, though. What's this month? What's the international month now? Is there a new international month?
I don't know.
Probably an American flag for 4th of July.
July? No, yeah, they don't have something. But they should give me a little fuck. I should be able to go America, mm-hmm. bitch.
I feel like people will say that's
February
too pro-Trump.
Would be great.
Yeah. Just a fucking eggplant.
The eggplant emoji?
Yeah.
Also synonymous with cocks. I mean,
yeah. Whatever's. What is it? It's International
Agreed Upon Penis.
Or what day is it? Every day is an international day. That's the other thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's always some fucking. What is July 3rd? International
Donut
fucking.
Donut Day or some dumb shit?
Some fucking horse shit.
Some bullshit garbage.
Some biatchness.
Some fucking made up bullshit.
What is it, Shannon? Give me your horse shit that you want to fucking.
Give me Shannon, why are you always interrupting us about this fucking daily day?
What
fucking
day
holiday?
Is this? Fine, Shannon, your segment, finally.
God, yes, we're
getting
what, to
it's the day of the day with Shannon.
No, no, I hate Monday. Saying that.
Why is there no production for this?
Go ahead, Shannon.
National Chocolate Wafer Day.
Oh, that's great for you.
Yeah, I knew that.
You just did a spit take with fucking weed smoke.
You gonna let a man drinking a 40-year rosé talk to you like that? Shannon, don't take that shit.
I'm extremely overweight, Shannon. It's fine. I can say these things.
Sure, what if there's another day, too. It's not just the National Chocolate Wafer Day.
National Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Oh.
Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Oh, high self-esteem.
Not Shannon's day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
I hate you all.
Shannon is very beautiful.
God, Shannon, what else? What other day is it?
That's it.
That's it, really? Okay.
Whatever.
That's all right. You know, chocolate.
Quit your job at Gas Digital.
File a lawsuit day.
We should, yeah, there's, we should do something on Facebook every single month for like the new thing.
Yeah,
you know?
So I have like a chocolate say, wafer emoji.
Yeah.
Bang. There you
or
go.
Maybe sunshine for July, you know? I don't know. I don't like this on me. That's a fat person thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, like people
yeah.
that are
you're
in shape.
You're not fat right now.
I don't. Well, no. Here's the thing. Like I enjoy it now.
But
because
I saw
I'm
you come in and you were sweating your balls off.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because I had skateboarded across town.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a tiny skateboard.
Yeah, skateboard.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm using a penny board.
Okay.
Is
Do you have small feet?
No, I have huge feet. But the penny board, it's almost like. They only make them for like hipsters now, right? It's not like a real viable way to get around.
I thought
they were for kids.
There's so much fucking non-walking transportation outside the bike now. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And rollerblades are coming back. And then there's that.
They're great.
And then they're fucking the no one uses a hoverboard anymore, right? I haven't seen
hoverboard was like it was.
Someone
it was a maybe very expensive fidget spinner.
Yeah,
like,
guys, that was exactly what it was.
Like a $1,000 fad that only black people were into for 1 month, 2 summers ago. What the fuck was that?
It was fucking weird.
And
dude.
Now I just see like old ones in windows of like fucking like smoke shops on the bottom shelf that are all dusty.
Like fidget spinners.
Yeah. Like what the fuck happened? You can't have a fad that costs $1,000 and only poor people are into it. It's the worst fad. This is why the black community is not getting anywhere is because their fads are horrific.
They're buying knickknacks left and right.
Whoa.
Sorry.
But white fads are very fun. The pog, the fidget spinner, you know, very quick. Black fads, fucking hoverboards, Escalades.
Jordans.
Fucking Jordans. Fucking PS4s.
PSPs.
These are fucking expensive fads. What's up, doggy?
What's up?
Shannon, don't bring your boyfriends into my fucking studio.
Is this guy going to fucking air us out? What the fuck is that goatee?
He also just Jesus showed Christ. Up.
This guy's going to beat us to death with a bat and let us die in the hallway.
Yeah, black people love expensive shit.
Shannon, she was like, can I invite...
Dude, I said to my buddy who runs a cocktail bar, I was like, yo, just open one of these. He owns like one of those speakeasies cocktail bars. I was like, yo, just open one of these in Harlem, man. Black people love exclusive shit and sweet beverages.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You'll make a fucking mint. Yeah. And paying too much for shit.
Yeah, oh God.
They love it.
They love it.
Oh, yo, imagine if you launched a sneaker line to go with all the drinks, too, like on the walls. How great would that be?
These are the Air Belvies.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Is like, imagine all the people that got fidget spinners because it's gone. It's done.
You're like into 70. It, dude. You're fucking all about it.
Oh, yeah. Let me explain to you how into fidget spinner I am. Okay. I got really into it. I was doing fucking games and tricks.
I know. I saw the video.
And now I have like 12 fidget spinners sitting on my shelf.
But why do you buy more than one?
I look at them and I'm like, ugh, what are they? They look like old relics. I have no interest in even touching one.
You've fucking dedicated too much time to a fidget spinner. You've dedicated a shelf in your home to fidget spinners?
Yeah.
That's a fucking
So basically,
problem.
You and your son have a great relationship because you guys are on the same mental
but he
level.
He doesn't even care about the fidget spinner anymore. Like, it was like, it's a different type of fad.
It's like, look,
naturally went away. It wasn't even like, it was a fad. Like, my interests left.
No. Well, I think I said it on our show. I was like, I haven't seen a kid playing with one in weeks, but they're
stock. If you walk through like Flatiron, there's going to be four Africans that try to sell you a fidget spinner.
There's now a stock item in a bodega next to lighters and
but now condos. I feel like there's a bunch of them that were made and people are like, shit, we got a lot of extra fidget spinners here. We thought this was going to last more than a month.
I'm sure people got stuck with silly bands too. You know?
What are silly bands?
You know, oh, those were the animal shaped rubber. It was the fidget spinner of like.
Yeah, but Ralph didn't pay for Gas Digital silly bands.
He's sunk.
I mean, I'll
silly bands are cool.
I'll buy a Gas Digital fidget spinner.
I'd buy a Gas Digital silly band, to be honest. They're actually pretty fucking awesome.
In that shape? That seems like a hard rubber band shape.
You know, you always gotta fucking be a naysayer.
I'm not. I'm just trying fucking to help you. I'm trying to help you not waste Ralph's money.
Because this is what style they bring. Many moons since first I saw you. Many moons since first we did. Shannon, can you pull that up? Many moons since first I saw you. Man, it's 311. One in a nine and a nine and a man.
Big 311 fan?
Yeah, it's mixed up.
Remember
all
that
mixed
remember
up.
When 311 was popular?
No, I'm 29.
Fuck you. They said it was a fucking Nazi band because fucking the
311.
The 3, yeah, the 11 is
and
what,
the 11th
the K?
Letter is the K?
Yeah.
Is no, it? It's actually the
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
This is how I find out if alternate side is canceled.
Sure is.
Oh, I remember this.
No, it's 311 because it's the police code for public nudity.
Yeah. Ah!
That's actually the true story.
Mm-hmm. That is a fun 311 fact.
You bet on yourself.
So they don't
star.
Hate black people.
I mean, they might.
That's your best bet.
Probably.
Watch
my
me
money's
now,
on
watch
it.
Me now.
At least one of them does.
See, they know how to do it, man. They were, don't mean a thing, because this is what style we bring.
Louis lit up. He's like, this is the part of the song I know.
Need to get off my chest. Better what may come to shine. You will always be mine. All mixed up. Don't know what to do. Next thing you turn around, find the person is you. Freak might be the thing, but the mask. They stunk, huh?
You know every goddamn word. I know most of them.
Find a person is you.
Numbered bands don't do well, I don't think.
Yeah, well, that was a thing for a while. Like, you know,
Blink
182.
Some 41.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was like a little hack thing for a while, was to fucking have like some letters and a number.
You know, like
SR71.
No FX.
Oh, yeah, no FX. Right.
Where are the numbers?
Shut the fuck up, bro.
X is the Roman numeral 10.
And O is 0, too. How does that feel?
I didn't realize they were no zero.
How does that feel
his head
now?
Fucking dip.
Shannon, fucking where is my fucking I'm right music? Where is my fucking
Shannon,
I'm right music,
Shannon?
Shannon,
where the fucking is right music?
The
Jesus.
Show is just so... I like it's where it was.
Wow, Lucia Gomez.
Right once again.
Twice in one show.
You fat fucking white assholes.
This is why he had us back on. The only time Louis can be right is with two people drinking 40s of wine in the morning.
Stupid fucking white fat fucks. I hate white people. They are the devil.
They're my subscribers.
White people are so dumb.
I was at Skankfest.
Stupid gringos.
I just feel bad about myself.
Raph's like, why am I getting so many emails? He's just sitting. Why
what?
Am I getting so many
Look,
emails?
I have to throw it at white people sometimes too, because we throw it to the fucking niggas all the time. Every day of my life, I'm attacking the fucking yard coons.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
These are all jokes.
I hope so.
That was a really
I'm
good
a
joke.
Puerto Rican. I'm allowed to say these things.
You are.
That's true. You guys get a pass, right?
I'd sing a fucking song about hating whites. I sing a song about the fucking
you drop weird fucking N bombs.
That was in that's not if you, it's half the word. It's not
I think
bomb.
It's almost worse.
Nick is no, it's Nick is almost worse. I didn't want to give him the effort.
No, plural also. Plural is also yeah. Fucking. It feels worse.
I'm not giving those damn nigs any cadence.
Christ.
They're not getting two syllables.
You fucking they got enough here. Rhythm with your toe tapping.
Yeah.
You're popping.
They'll get two syllables when they get their 40 acres, I tell you what.
It's now 40 hoverboards.
All right, let's fucking.
Oh God, what next?
You're really hitting all your bases. I know we derailed the show last time we were here.
You got the plugs out at least.
We did get them out. Let's do some questions, Shannon.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what the fuck is up? You know what the fuck is up? Morning of the show, Mondays and Wednesdays. I will post around 9 a.m. on Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Just some questions. If you guys want to ask some questions to the show, just post it on that.
That's nice of you.
That post. We always open up the fucking floor. We pull the curtain aside for the people.
Pull it aside.
They'll listen to the show. That's what we do. It's a theme today. Yeah. Pull the curtain aside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys get to ask us anything. We're very open and honest about it. Also, you guys can email me, gomezcomedy.com. Go to the
contact
section.
See? Good.
And in the subject, put real ask questions, and then I will answer your questions from there as well. And I really am, guys.
I mean,
the first one today is from the website.
Okay.
From notanig@gmail.com.
Jesus Christ. Brighton Grove says, I know you're a big believer in The Butterfly Effect, one of the best movies of all time. Do you think that you'd be as successful as you are now if you had moved to L.A. all of those years ago? Little known fact, I was going to move to L.A.
I knew that.
4 years ago.
I did not know this.
Just the anniversary of what was supposed to be your last Legion of Skanks.
Was it?
Yeah, because it came up in my timeline.
I mean, was my son born yet? No, he wasn't even born yet, right? So it's going on 5 years ago.
So
we've been doing Legion of Skanks for 6 years.
So Big J saved you from being a stereotype?
He basically...
Central cast.
Well, no, it wasn't even Big J. It was Bobby Kelly was the one who really convinced me not to go. I do believe in, like, fucking, you know, especially a big move like that, right? It would have sent me into a crazy trajectory. I have no idea where I would be right now. You do something like that, like you move across the country... You know, I mean, that's... Who knows? But to be honest with you, no, I don't think that I'd be as successful as I am right now.
You definitely wouldn't.
Well, you never know, dude. Who knows? You meet the fucking head of NBC. She wants to suck my cock.
That's who. He wants to suck your cock.
He wants to suck my cock.
You could be on NCIS right now, fucking killing it.
Yes. Suck it, Mr. Moonves.
Who knows what would have happened, right? But no, I'm very happy that I stayed in New York. I'm very happy that... A lot of the things that are happening, and truthfully,
you're wearing a free hat right now. I mean, you that wouldn't even free, have a hat.
That's a new era thing. That's the most impressive
that
thing about
that's a free hat. Like, your head would be sunburned in L.A. If
that's
you were
true.
There.
Oh, you'd be fucking
lit up. It'd be calloused from the sunburn.
That'd be very true. Here's the other thing. I believe that you are who you are, right? That's something that Bobby Kelly actually said to me before I left for L.A. It was just great advice, because I was going because I was depressed and nothing was going on in my career, and I was like, I need to change, I need to do something. And he was like, dude, you know, you are who you are. Wherever you go, there you are. That's what he said. Wherever you go, there you
That's
are.
Good shit.
Right? Which is a fucking hilariously profound. There was food pouring out of his mouth while he said this.
I didn't realize he was your unsuccessful uncle.
Yeah, he is. No, but he said that to me, and it really kind of stuck with me. It's like, well, I'm going to go and be who I am there as well. So what am I running from? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm running from, like, you know, whether I went there or I was here, I would have been successful. That's the truth, okay? But I didn't need to leave in order to find success, which is the point of all of it.
I think, right? New York fits your grind, though.
It does, right? If I was working, I really believe this. I say about me and Ralph all the time, because we run Gas Digital, and we're very excited about the things that are happening with the company. But me and Ralph, if you were to take us and go to put us, you were to say, hey, go.
I don't think you could have pulled off Skankfest in L.A., is what I'm saying.
Well, listen. If you were to say to me and Ralph, go run a flower shop, right? You're literally going to open up a florist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ralph would go and run the most successful florist shop. We would just go and do the same philosophies that we have and the same type of work ethic that we have, we would implement in that business. It doesn't really matter what fucking vessel
Ralph's
you put us
Dutch,
in.
Ralph's part Dutch, though, so it's like...
It's true. It's very true.
It helps.
Let's see. One more from the website. I never read the website once, so here we go.
You gotta give some love to the website, too.
Here we go. Lewis, one time when me and my friends were... This is from Dan B. When me and my friends were shooting cars from the bushes with water from a super soaker, jokingly I said to my friends that we should up the ante. I suggested that we blend up some shit and shoot out of our guns at cars. They were more determined than I was. Fast forward 2 hours later... We got a solid 2 to 3 fatty brown squirts to fire.
Ew.
But to our dismay, we clogged up the gun and probably fucked up my buddy's parents' blender. All of that story preface aside, when you were a kid, did you come up with some stupid ideas and carry them out? I'm sure it was both, but I was way more the idea guy. Love the show. Keep it up. Any crazy stupid ideas?
I've talked about it on the show before. We did piss pucks.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
Yeah.
You piss in like a Dixie cup, but just like an inch, and then freeze them. And
oh,
put them
fuck.
In people's mail slots so that's that the next so day they're funny. Like, how did somebody piss inside the front of my house?
Excellent.
Old hot piss.
We would do this. I learned from, we were taught how to make like chocolate eggs that you could like peel, like actual eggs that you can actually peel. And the way you would do it is you'd poke a hole in the top of the egg, poke a hole in the bottom of the egg, and then blow out the yolk. You could literally just blow it out of the holes, okay? And then you like tape it up or whatever, and you could paint it or whatever. And then on Easter, you would fucking open up a piece of chocolate because you fill it up with like chocolate that hardens, right? So on gate night, the night for Halloween, we did that thing. But
what'd you call it?
Gate night. Yeah.
Gate night.
Yeah. But we pissed in the eggs, and then we would throw them. To be honest, it was very hard to fill up an egg with piss. We just piss all over our hands, and that had a half full egg of piss that just leaked all over our hand.
At that point, you needed to throw piss at people because it was like,
I'm just covered in piss.
Yeah.
Everyone, they threw piss at me.
There's piss everywhere.
I'm covered in it too. It's fine, officer.
Piss has come up again.
Let's see. Let's get another one or two. Here we go. John Amato wants to know, how much prep time do the roasters typically have to get to know their opponent and write material? Ooh. Also, is there a growing number of comedians that only do roast shows exclusively and not traditional stand-up? Zach, you can take some of these. I'll answer the second question first.
I feel like Zach could do it in like 4 minutes.
No,
he's writing roast jokes about
stand-up. I need about
2 weeks.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, some it depends. Like
I take a long time to write.
Some people take fucking a month. Like somebody like Eli Sayers, he literally for a month, and he will write 500-600 jokes.
So he's half as good as Zach, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no. Basically. Okay. No, but he's incredible. That's just his process. You know, then I watch other people.
Keith Carey did his in 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, and he's incredible. You know what I'm saying? I know Kim, you know, she did hers in like 2 days for the one against you. In LA, I did mine in like 3 days, something like that. 2 days, we probably worked on it. You know, it depends. You know, I don't think that there's anything taking months and months and putting out hundreds of jokes. I would never. It would not be an enjoyable process for me if that was the case. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yeah, everyone kind of has their own process, and I think that's just kind of a microcosm of comedy in general, or whatever art you do. I think, you know, you hear about songs that were written in a studio in an hour. You know, like big famous fucking hits, right?
Yeah.
And then you know, other people.
Albums take years to make.
Yeah.
It's just different for everyone.
Excuse me. And as for people that are just doing the roasts, no. There's nobody really doing it. I mean, there's a lot of comics who are just making a name for themselves doing the roasts because that's an outlet for them to kind of get some fans. And the Roast Masters kind of, you know, interweaved with Gas Digital and Legion of Skanks and Real Ass Podcasts. And so a lot of these guys, like somebody like Eli Sayers, probably wouldn't really be known to our fan base had, you know, we not have that format or whatever. But yeah, nobody.
Zach is 3 times better than Eli.
At least 3 times.
Okay. You should have 3 belts.
All right, so yeah, that was that basically, right? That was really all the questions. I don't have anything.
Well, nobody
else
could
say.
You couldn't do comedy if you just do.
You couldn't do it. There's not enough. There's right, not like, enough. There's not enough opportunity to just write for roast.
And nobody would just put you on, even if like there's like shitty bar ones, and nobody would put you on that if you weren't a comedian.
Yeah, you can't do it. There's not enough roast shows to just roast. Yeah. You know, you can fucking go up once a month. It's stupid.
I only want to hurt people's feelings. Yeah.
Yeah, this was it. This was it, boys.
That was the whole thing?
That was the fucking show.
Why don't we hang out more often? This was really fun.
We should. It was fun. You guys should come on the show more often. I love the High Sided Radio, guys. Check out High Sided Radio. The podcast here on Gas Digital. These guys are no fucking joke.
Thursday.
Bronx Johnny. We got to get Bronx Johnny.
I know. He's fucking constantly working. He's a cunt.
What a faggot. What a nig, as they say.
Is that what they say about those
that's
people?
What they say about him.
Yeah.
That's
they're always working.
All right, we'll check you guys on Wednesday. Peace.
High Society Radio.
That's all, folks.